We're going to be talking now with Tim Lammers. It's time for our movie reviews. They're brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in theaters is Minions, The Rise of Gru, the long-awaited prequel to the Despicable Me movies. The movie flashes back to 1975, where the 11-year-old Gru, voiced in a slightly higher pitch by Steve Carell, is formulating his plans to be an evil genius one day. His first goal, though, is to fill an opening in the supervillain group known as the Vicious Six, who have just obtained a medallion with ancient stones that will give them the power to defy the anti-villain League. But since Gru is young, the Vicious Six rejects him, leading him to embark on another path to villainy, and the Minions are there to loyally serve him, whether Gru likes it or not. Now, like all of the Despicable Me and Minions movies before it, Minions: The Rise of Gru whizzes right by with an 87-minute runtime, and it's entertaining for both kids and adults every minute of the way. The big appeal for adults this time is that it's set in the mid-1970s, so there are a lot of great cultural references and hit tunes of the day. It's easily the best animated movie this year by far. Minions: The Rise of Gru is new in theaters.
Now that sounds like a fun movie.
It is such fun, Kelly. I'm telling you. You know, the fun thing about the Minions. Now, you know, of course, it started with Despicable Me, and how long ago has that been?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
That has been one of my all-time faves for animated films and the Minion films. I don't think anything can top that as far as the Minions movie is concerned. But this one is right up there. I mean, yeah. It is so funny. These yellow pill-shaped henchmen, you know, the Minions that jabber along and you don't understand a word they say, but they're so funny.
They're so funny
in this. And on top of that, you got this phenomenal voice cast. You have Alan Arkin, who voices a major role. You have Taraji P. Henson, Dolph Lundgren, Danny Trejo, Jean-Claude Van Damme, whose character, by the way, is a lobster clawed Frenchman named Jean-Claude, as in C-L-A-W-E-T.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And then on top of that, you have Lucy Lawless, of course, Xena Warrior Princess. She is voicing Nunchuck, who is a nun, believe it or not, who throws nunchucks.
Nunchuck. So, oh, my God.
And then on top of that, Julie Andrews, who voiced Gru's mom in the Despicable Me movies, is back as the mom in this. And she is so terrific. Everybody is so terrific. So, you know, on top of, you know, the fact that you could be entertained by Minions characters, you certainly can find a lot of hilarity in these you know, human characters that you see, these villains.
Wow.
And then Steve Carell as well, you know. So, yeah, it is so much fun. And my wife and I screened the movie with a family audience. There were a lot of people there with their kids, and you could tell the kids were just loving it. I mean, it's, you know, it's so much fun. And both you and I know at this point, Kelly, I mean, we can still go to movies with our kids, but when they're little, watching those movies like Despicable Me or Minions, those types of movies with their, you know, through their eyes, it's a different experience,
oh,
you
gosh.
Know? You know, and it's fun to see parents getting that, you know, newer parents, I should say, getting that opportunity now when they got a 5 or 6 year old with them, or 7 or 8 or whatever, and they're just enjoying the movie. So, yeah, this is definitely a movie for the whole family.
Yeah, that was always one of my favorite things, is to take the boys to a movie, and when they're so into it and their giggles and the light, mm-hmm. I mean, just the twinkle in their eye, and they just that nonstop,
oh,
just instant
what movies
giggle.
Are made oh, for, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've missed so many movies just watching my kids giggle, because it's so, sure. It's just good for your soul.
It really is. I mean, it was one of these deals where my wife tapped me on the shoulder midway through and she said, look down to the right. And about 4 or 5 seats down, there was this little kid who was on the top of his seat, and he was so excited, and he had this smile on his face that was there the whole entire time. You know, it's so much fun, because again, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
It's about that experience and seeing, you know, kids experience the wonders of movies. the way they do, you know, maybe for the first time, probably not with this little fella that was there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, as long as they can go there and suspend that disbelief for a couple hours and laugh with arguably the funniest characters in the business. I just love the Minions so much. I've never been disappointed by a Minions movie.
Yeah.
It just amazes me how these characters have sustained their popularity. You know, every popularity comes and goes, but boy, just to show you, I mean, these Minions movies generally gross $1 billion worldwide, every single one of them.
Wow,
every
worldwide.
One of them. They're, you know, people talk about Marvel and the $1 billion club. You know what? The Minions are right up there with them. And in fact, there's a reason why this movie was supposed to be released in 2020 during the pandemic, but the filmmakers smartly knew that, you know, they wanted to bring it to audiences worldwide in the place where it was meant to be seen. And is it about the money? Of course it is. They're in the movie business, right?
Right.
They want to make money. But you know what? I mean, if you have a track record like that, much in the way Tom Cruise has a track record, you hold on to that movie and you show it the way it was originally meant to be shown. So they're one of the big holdouts along with Top Gun for, you know, waiting for a couple of years to show the movie.
Man, that's really neat. You know, this kind of reminds me, you look at the Minions and they're just a character that's never existed before they existed. Kind of like E.T. You know, E.T. was a character that was, you know, Drew Barrymore was just a little kid and it was the whole thing about that, you know, outer space and all that kind of fun stuff. That was one of my favorites when I was little.
And coincidentally that you mentioned that, Henry Thomas, of course, was Elliot.
Yeah,
in the film, which is 40 years old this year.
Wow.
Just celebrated its 40th anniversary. I want to say earlier this month, but we are on July 1st now, so happy July. In June, it celebrated its 40th anniversary, and I just happened to talk this week with Henry Thomas, who played Elliot. It's hard to believe, you know, this fella has aged 40 years. Still has got that boyish look to him. He's in this new movie called Crawl Space, which is kind of like an action thriller where he plays a plumber, but he's thrown into a John McClane Die Hard sort of situation, gets resourceful with his plumber's tools. So don't undersell these plumbers and their talents, man, because in this movie, you wouldn't believe how Henry Thomas's plumber character fights back against the bad guys with this. So a very entertaining movie. But we also obviously talked about E.T. We talked about he's in these great streaming shows on Netflix. The Haunting of Hill House, Midnight Mass. There's this filmmaker named Mike Flanagan who's got this great handle on horror. He employs the same cast every time. So Henry Thomas has played several different characters in this guy's horror films or TV shows. So yeah, it's opportunity.
Would we recognize him? Because I guess, you know, he had to outgrow his boyish looks to be able to do anything besides Elliot.
Yeah, you will definitely recognize them. You know, it's just really funny how some people, you know, it all depends, I guess, like the boy from A Christmas Story. You know, Peter Billingsley, he's grown up and, you know, he's actually produced movies with Jon Favreau. So he's been, you know, kind of off to the side, you know, he's a behind the scenes guy now. And seeing a picture of him is like, okay, you recognize those eyes, but if he put on those round glasses, you would know it. But there's something about Henry Thomas, I guess maybe it's his eyes still. You would definitely recognize him, and I'll have to send you a photo of him because it's like, oh my God, yeah, that's right. That's totally Henry. So you will recognize him here. And the funny thing is, you're not going to recognize him as much in the Mike Flanagan horror movie stuff on Netflix.
Okay.
I just messaged you a little photo of the Zoom-in interview I did with Henry Thomas. So if you click that open, you'll probably see that. Oh, yeah, that's Elliot. Elliot is still there.
Oh, that's Elliot. That is him. Yeah. Yes, I do see it, but he's got long hair. I'm like,
what happened
to that clean-cut little boy? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so you can get that interview on directconversations.com. I did it for looper.com, but I link up to it on my website. So please go there to see that. But yeah, it's fun to reminisce with somebody like that who is really, obviously, he's a movie icon when you consider that, you know, he's one of the biggest, most successful movies of all time, and happy to talk about the film still. You know, that's what I love about it. So it was really a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Well, I think that it sounds like we got a couple of, so Crawl Space is something we can watch on video on demand.
Yeah. It's available on digital video. It wasn't in theaters, but it's a 90-minute film. And again, very entertaining for what it is, unexpected. Mm-hmm. You know, at first I think in Crawl Space, you know, he's under this dingy crawl space under this cabin doing some plumbing work. And then a murder takes place a floor above him. So I'm thinking, oh my God, this is going to be a horror movie. But no, it turns out that the bad guys want him because stashed under the crawl space is a lot of money. And he needs to fend off the bad guys in any sort of way he can to survive. So, it's really interesting. And again, it turns into a Home Alone sort of thing, too, because one of the bad guys is kind of goofy. A lot bloodier than Home Alone, I will say that. But it's one of these deals where, one of the criminals is just dopey. But more of a diehard thing where he's getting very resourceful with his plumber's tool. I just love it. I love seeing the ordinary guy, you know, fighting the bad guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Do not underestimate me. That's right.
Okay. Don't underestimate anybody, including hosts of WJON.
That's right.
It does matter with Kelly Cords. I'm telling you right there.
It absolutely does. Okay, Tim, it's always so much fun to have you. And maybe I'll have to grab my great nephews, Kelvin and Sawyer, to have an excuse to go see Minions maybe sometime this weekend.
Or, you know, bring your boyfriend. Just go see it.
I'll
it's
make
so
him go.
Much fun. Big kids. It's for big kids, too.
Okay, that sounds great. Tim, thanks so much. It's Tim Lammers for our movie reviews today. And you can learn more at directconversations.com. Our movie review is brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant.